Hi folks, this is Pastor Jeff, one of the Life Point Lewis Center pastors, and I want to welcome you to Friday's Walk Through the Word Together. Currently, I've been studying Matthew's Gospel and just reread the story of Jesus' temptation, so I'd like to share an observation about his experience that helped me. One of the things that I found noteworthy was when the temptation of Jesus occurs. Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." Now, timing is everything. So the temptation experience occurs immediately after Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. And we all know that during the baptism of Jesus, his Father God affirms him. He says, "You're my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus too, like a dove. So talk about a mountaintop experience. I mean, here we have the Holy Trinity reuniting in the Jordan River, just like old times. But the first word in Matthew chapter 4, it's the chronological marker, then. Then Jesus is led into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. So when did Jesus' temptation occur? It occurs immediately after experiencing a spiritual high. And this was the aha moment for me, to see how the enemy, Satan, wants to operate. Satan is going to tempt me. He's going to attack me immediately after a spiritual high. I mean, it only makes sense. Why would he kick me when I'm down? He wouldn't. I mean, Satan knows when I'm the most vulnerable, and usually it's after a spiritual high, like sharing the gospel with someone, arriving home from a mission trip, visiting the sick, or any other example of when we do personal ministry. Now, I'm not saying that the devil's behind every bush, but what I am saying is I need to be aware, you need to be aware of our vulnerability after experiencing spiritual highs. And why is it that Satan targets us then? Maybe it's because we get full of ourselves, or we become so pleased with ourselves after a spiritual victory that we stop depending upon God so much. You know, whatever the reason, Jesus' baptism, temptation experience has been a wake-up call for me. You know, Peter himself says Satan is like a roaring lion. He seeks whom he may devour. So we Christians, I mean, we have targets on our backs more than ever, and this is especially true when we come off a spiritual ministry high. And I don't know about you, but I cannot give the enemy an opening of any size. And when the enemy crossed Jesus, Jesus punches back with the Word of God. So let's learn that when the thens come after our spiritual highs, that we need to stay vigilant and to arm ourselves with ammunition like scripture, prayer, life groups, and attending Sunday morning worship. So I want to thank you for your time today. And my prayer is that this walk through the Word will encourage you and strengthen you spiritually throughout your day. This is Pastor Jeff, hoping you have a blessed weekend and that you'll tune in on Monday for our next LifePoint Drivecast. Thank you and God bless.